Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. 65 today under mainly cloudy skies. Lows dip down to about 30 tonight, cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 58 tomorrow, partly cloudy skies. Clear skies and dry Thursday and Friday, upper 50s, Thursday, upper 60s by Friday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
Mid-America Network News. Law enforcement are investigating a suspect for alleged child sex crimes. In August of 2025, the Dickinson County Sheriff's Office received tips from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. Investigators determined the tips were associated with a case that began in 2023. With new information, authorities executed a search warrant on September 3, 2025, at a residence in Harrington, Kansas. Additional search warrants were executed and an arrest warrant was issued for Lauren Michael Jones. On February 20th, Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office deputies arrested Jones on the warrant issued through the Dickinson County District Court. A pilot of a small plane in northeast Kansas was forced to make an emergency landing in a cornfield yesterday afternoon due to mechanical problems. The pilot and the passenger had no injuries. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Spending time in the backyard can be a great time for all your family and friends. Burwell Construction can make your backyard look its best with a new deck and patio cover. Wood or composite decks, Burwell Construction will help you design the perfect space for all your outdoor fun. And Burwell Construction can secure your backyard with a new fence. 316-794-3430. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
If it's built well, it's Burwell. Burwell Construction.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And I was about to lose homeowners insurance as well. I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us. Operation Homefront, they've really been a blessing.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
Kansas City, Kansas is now on the cutting edge in shopping as one of only 8 markets for Amazon's new ultra-fast delivery system, Prime Air. As other cities include Phoenix, Pontiac, Michigan, Dallas-Fort Worth, Waco, San Antonio, Tampa, and Detroit. Amazon's Prime Air drone can deliver packages up to 5 pounds to Prime members within a 7.5-mile radius during daylight hours for $4.99 in under 60 minutes. The new 2026 through 2028 official state bicycle map of Kansas is now available from the Kansas Department of Transportation. Whether riding a few miles or cycling across the country, this edition offers a variety of information to help keep active transportation users plan a short trip or a long ride. Go online to ksdot.gov/ksbikemap.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska, I'm Bitter Baron Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. The Nebraska State Legislature wrapped up last week advancing multiple different bills, one of them seeking to define group bathrooms in Nebraska public schools and within public buildings. As they say, the bill would define male and female to fully outlaw gender care treatments for minors in the bill as well. However, even though they have advanced through committees and going on the legislative floor, they say that neither bill appears to have the 33 votes to overcome the vowed opposition during floor debate. According to the Nebraska Examiner, they say say that State Senator Kathleen Koff of the Omaha area has chosen to prioritize the bathroom bill known as Legislative Bill 730. However, others say they want to focus on the restriction of the K-12 and collegiate sports to student sex at birth, defining sex in the state law as binary. Nebraska's Government, Military, and Veterans Affairs Committee last week advanced the Koff Legislative Bill 730 in a 5-3 vote, as they say the bill is about privacy and the safety of, quote, sex-segregated spaces. Mid-American Network News. If you want to add gold and silver bullion to your portfolio, there's no better place to go. Make sure to check out Phil's Coins online at philscoins.com. And with the largest variety of items, you'll find exactly what you're looking for. Phil's Coins and Bullion, 9344 West Central Avenue. Go check them out today. Phil's Coins and Bullion. Is your flow running low? It may be time to upgrade your well and ensure your water flow is running safe and efficient. Winnegar Drilling offers water well drilling, water well service, trenching services, and so much more. Give them a call today, 316-729-5881, or find them online at winnegardrilling.com.
Count on Winnegar Drilling.
We'll bring that water
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall and Washington County Commissioners' meetings last week were mostly routine business. Marshall County Board went into executive session several times for over an hour for discussion of non-elected personnel employee evaluations and also met with the county councilor on matters related to potential litigation. Nemahal County Commissioners held a special meeting Friday to review and approve accounts payable vouchers. No other county business was on the agenda. Yates County Storm Spotter Training is Wednesday, 6:30 p.m. at the Homestead National Monument Park at Beatrice. Hosted by Gage, Jefferson, and Saline County Emergency Management Agencies, training will be provided by National Weather Service personnel. No RSVP required. Public is welcome Wednesday evening at 6:30 at the Homestead National Monument at Beatrice. Washington County will host an Extension District program Thursday morning on factors contributing to brain health throughout life. A WITS workout will provide a purposeful opportunity to engage intellectually and socially and will be held at the Washington City Library Thursday at 11 a.m. Please RSVP for this free program through the Washington County Office of River Valley Extension District at 785-325-2121. A $3 million state-funded grant has been awarded a Seneca-based company. Kelly Hills Unmanned Systems is developing and implementing drone technology for ag use, which will reportedly help farmers and ranchers increase crop yields and cut costs. The funding was among budget allocated by the state legislature last session. Community service tax credits provide an opportunity for private nonprofit organizations and public health care entities to incentivize private donations for one-time transformational projects that expand access to essential services and result in lasting benefits for their respective communities. Under the program, the state authorizes nonprofit organizations to offer tax credits to donors that make contributions toward approved projects. Organizations are chosen through a competitive selection process. Approved projects include capital campaigns, major renovations, significant equipment purchase, or capacity building initiatives. Projects must fall within one or more eligible categories of community services, including child care, non-governmental crime prevention, youth job and technical training, and health care services. Applications open March 1st through April 30th. Those applying may request up to $200,000 in tax credits. Applicants in rural communities with populations less than 15,000 are eligible for a 70% credit. Applicants not located in rural areas eligible for a 50% credit. If your organization's interested in applying, the Kansas Department of Commerce will host an introductory webinar this Thursday at 1. For additional information, contact the program manager, Carrie Filotti, at the Kansas Department of Commerce. Carol J. Lester, age 81, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, Maryland and Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Carol Lester. Malcolm L. Stahn, age 88, of Washington, passed away Saturday. Funeral service March 6th at 10 a.m. at the Washington Christian Church, burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation March 5th, 4 until 7 p.m. at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington, in charge of arrangements for Malcolm Stahn.
Everyday people lose their money to scams. It is important to keep your information safe and understand what to look for. Use strong passwords, enable multi-factor authentication, and never give out your financial or personal information via phone or email. Remember, you cannot win a prize or a sweepstake that you didn't enter. Companies won't ask you to send money or gift cards back on a mistaken overpayment. And beware of suspicious links. If you are unsure, give us a call. United Bank and Trust, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Westerly winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then mostly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Sunshine on Wednesday with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Then rain showers are likely throughout Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Staying sunny throughout Thursday with our highs in the mid 50s and lower 60s, and mostly clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to mid 30s. More sunshine and even warmer throughout Friday with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s, then mostly clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. More sunshine as we head into Saturday with our highs in the mid to upper 50s, then a slight chance for some snow showers throughout Saturday night, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. Some snow showers are possible throughout Sunday, otherwise mostly cloudy with our highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. And more snow possible throughout Sunday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late February, 47, record high on this date, 75. The average low, 22, and the record low is 9 below zero. Sunset this evening, 6:13. Sunrise in the morning at 7:08.
It is easy to be active during spring and summertime. Keeping up a routine through the winter months, though, takes time resolve. Some winter workout advice today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Let's talk about your health insurance. There are a lot of reasons why people need affordable health insurance. But here's the bottom line. You know you need affordable health insurance. For you, a spouse, a family member, whatever. I'm going to give you a free hotline to call to find affordable health insurance that can cover all your health insurance needs in case you get sick or have an emergency, plus cover vision, dental, and more. And there are no long-term commitments. You can keep your plan as long as it's affordable and for the price of a cup of coffee. We're not talking about one of those fancy coffees. For the price of a regular cup of coffee a day, you can have quality, affordable health insurance. Call the health insurance hotline for a free quote.
800-761-7341, 800-761-7341, 800-761-7341. That's 800-761-7341.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, February 24th, the 55th day of the year. Entrepreneur Steve Jobs and musician George Harrison were both born on this day, and the nylon bristled toothbrush was first sold today in 1938. Maintaining an exercise routine through the winter months can be a challenge for anybody. Here's a few ideas that might keep you from hibernating until springtime. Team up with a workout buddy. A little social support is a proven motivator. If darkness keeps you from being active, be flexible. Try to get in some activity during your lunch hour. And if you miss a day or two, don't sweat it. Research shows you get a comparable benefit from 40 minutes of exercise 3 days a week as you would from 30 minutes of exercise in 4 days. There's your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more about everything at almanac.com.
Always on the lookout for the perfect gift, get away with a shopping day at Reflections in downtown Marysville. This is Sharon Kramer. As your locally owned Hallmark Gold Crown store, Reflections has a gift for you, your home, or someone else. Hallmark cards and keepsake ornaments, Woodwick and Yankee candles, toys for all ages, home and garden decor, and K-State and KU memorabilia. Still offering custom picture framing for that unique gift, large or small. Open Monday through Saturday, Reflections in downtown Marysville is
so much more than your favorite hardware store.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the Kansas Jayhawks may have slipped a little bit in the nationwide AP polls, dropping down to number 14 nationwide, but that didn't stop them from topping the number 5 team with the Houston Cougars last night in a 69-56 victory. It was all the Jayhawks going into the end of the first half with 31 points on the board over the Cougars at 27, as Trey White was the big scorer of the night, having 23 points on the board in 28 minutes of play. Darren Peterson had 14 points. Bryson Tiller and Melvin Council Jr. both had 11 points. Jamari McDowell also had 28 for the night. The win for the Jayhawks puts them tied with Houston in the Big 12 Conference with an 11-4 conference play record. Right now, the Jayhawks are also at 21-7 for their overall record for the season. That is tied for number 2 in the Big 12 Conference, one game behind Arizona that's sitting at 12-2. There are three games left in the regular season for the Jayhawks. The next one coming up for them on Saturday on the road as they tip off against number 2 Arizona. That tip off coming up at 3 p.m.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell, Burwell Construction.
Multi-platinum selling artist and country music powerhouse, Sammy Kershaw, is coming to First Council Casino. Saturday, April 11th, Sammy Kershaw, live and in concert at First Council. Get your tickets for Sammy Kershaw at the Seven Clans Players Club or Ticketstorm.com. Don't miss Sammy Kershaw, Saturday, April 11th at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort in Newkirk.
Tickets are officially on sale for the men's basketball tournament that will be held in Kansas City for the Phillips 66 Big 12 tournament. After the Big 12 ended up announcing in a press release over the weekend that as of February 20th on Friday, that single season tickets are now up for grabs for the upcoming basketball tournament season. The event is set to run March 10th through the 14th at the Tube Mobile Center in Kansas City with 16 teams on the docket, where individuals will be able to purchase tickets and choose between several different premium ticket options for the tournament to enhance the experience, including the Championship Hub, Founders Club, and Concourse Club. The premium ticket options do give exclusive benefits that include floor seating and all-inclusive food and access to cash bar services, with tickets priced ranging between $360 up to $4,600. For tournament information and to purchase the tickets, you can go to the Phillips 66 Big 12 Men's Basketball Tournament website at big12sports.com. Officials with the Big 12 to encourage individuals to purchase those tickets soon as they may run out quickly. Mid-America Network Sports.
Monday night, sub-state play. Frankfort boys fall to Centralia 73-65, ending the Wildcats season. Lynn boys take Wakefield 77-30 as the Bulldogs advance. Blue Valley wins over Chase County 62-15. Tuesday tip-offs, Frankfort girls at Canton Galva at 6. Nebraska boys sub-district action Tuesday. Southern entertains Meridian at 7. Diller Odell plays Lewiston at 7 at Falls City Sacred Heart.
Hey, Wildcat fans, join your K-State women's basketball team Sunday, March 1st at 1 o'clock as they take on Iowa State in the final regular season home game of the year. You won't want to miss this exciting Big 12 matchup and your chance to show your support and bring the energy one last time at Bramlage. Tickets are starting as low as $12. Get yours now at kstatesports.com/tickets, and we'll see you at Bramlage March 1st for the Cats and the Clones.
Boost your edible garden's productivity by growing pollinator plants in and near your gardening containers. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Many of our fruit trees and vegetables depend on bees and other pollinators to produce fruit. Declining populations of pollinators such as native and honeybees have an impact on the quality and abundance of our garden harvest. Plan for a season of blooms in a variety of colors and flower shapes. A long season of diverse blossoms attracts and feeds a variety of pollinators to support your garden. Plant more herbs and allow some to flower. You'll find many covered in bees happily gathering nectar as they flit from these to your fruits and vegetables. Add single-flowered zinnias, marigolds, and dahlias preferred by butterflies and bees. Grow native plants nearby. Research shows these attract and support the greatest number of pollinators. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
When Texas became an independent nation from Mexico in 1836, it needed a location for a capital. That first spot was in a place you may never have heard of. We'll go there on this edition of the American Countryside.
Stream your favorite Farm Journal programs, podcasts, and personalities with the new Farm Journal TV app. You'll enjoy on-demand access to the agriculture information you need from the sources you trust. It's all at your fingertips and on your schedule, anytime, anywhere. The Farm Journal TV streaming app gives you all the must-see Farm Journal shows, all the podcasts from our expanding network, along with exclusive and early view content. You can stream on your phone or smart TV. And you can download programs and watch offline. Go to farmjournaltv.com now to get the special half-off introductory offer, which gives you unlimited access to all this content with a free 14-day trial subscription and the special price of $49 for a full year. Use code BIGDEAL to get this special rate. Don't miss a minute. Subscribe today at farmjournaltv.com.
In March 1836, Texas declared independence from Mexico. But there was still a fight to make that freedom a reality.
Republic of Texas declares independence on March 2nd at Washington, Brazos. The company goes on the move so it doesn't get captured. So it goes different places.
As Michael Bailey explains, on May 14th, 1836, the Treaty of Valesco was signed in present-day Surfside, Texas, which established Texas as its own country. The residents of Texas could now establish a permanent site for a capital.
And they want a place where they can establish government, start passing laws and everything. Columbia. It's the only place that has the housing and everything available for that. So in October of 1836, they moved to Columbia, established the capital here.
This town was the capital for just a few months until the spring of 1837. You can come here today to get an idea of what the first capital was like.
It's a replica of one of the buildings. We actually had two buildings, a Senate building and a house for House of Representatives. And we also had, because it was hot sometimes, it was too hot to meet in the buildings, so they would meet under what was called the Old Capitol Oaks, which was three oak trees that had grown together. And those oak trees actually stood until the 1950s.
And this was the site where some prominent figures took their elected positions for the first time.
Swearing in of our first officials, with Sam Houston being the first president of the Republic of Texas and Stephen F. Austin being the first secretary of state. Stephen F. Austin actually dies near here in December of 36.
And while this town was only the capital for a short time, it was the first such place and one that can be explored yet today. Traveling the countryside in West Columbia, Texas, I'm Andrew McRae.
Kids like to play in the dirt and can ingest all kinds of nasty stuff, including lead. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. A high concentration of lead in the soil could be harmful as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
leaded paint and leaded gasoline aren't used anymore, but once lead is in the soil, it stays there. Exposure to lead can have serious health effects in children who might ingest that soil or fruits and vegetables grown in it. Andrew Margonaut is an assistant professor of soil science at the University of Illinois. He says all soils have some lead, which is measured in parts per million from zero up to about 2,000. Most fall in the range of 15 to 25 parts per million, but the health risks depend on the lead concentration.
This is what the US EPA calls a threshold of action if there's bare soil and there are children present. 400 part per million in a exposed soil is the threshold at which you need to do something. And that typically means cover up that bare soil to reduce the pathway of direct exposure, meaning kids eating dirt, or if you're a farmer, as you till, breathing in those dust particles.
He says there are a few ways to help mitigate the risk.
So the first is you increase soil pH. The availability of heavy metals depends on pH. In general, as the pH goes up, they're less available. A second option is to bind up those metals with a binding partner, and in that case, it would be phosphate. Third one would be to use a organic matter input like compost. And compost, it appears, is emerging as an effective way to mitigate the availability of heavy metals like lead in soils.
If soil testing shows a high lead concentration, don't garden in the soil, especially root crops like carrots. Learn more about lead in the soil and what to do about it at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Life Care Center of Seneca has a dedicated therapy department that knows the importance of therapy, and we have employed therapy staff that are not contracted. Our staff are employees and work with hospitals with discharge plans and therapy outcomes. Our therapists also work at the Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. Please come by and look at our success stories. We have a high percentage of residents that come for short-term therapy after hospitalization and return home. Life Care Center of Seneca, 785-336-336. 3528.
If you've been thinking about finding a church home, or you made a New Year's resolution to reconnect with your faith, St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville would love to welcome you. This is Pastor David Thompson. Life is full of questions, challenges, and new beginnings, and faith can bring a sense of hope and direction that makes all the difference. Whether you've been part of a church before, or you're just starting to explore what faith might mean for you, there's a place for you here. Join us each Sunday at 10:45 a.m. and discover a community where you can be yourself, belong to something meaningful, and become who God created you to be. You are invited to St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Waterville, the place to believe, belong, and become.
A budget is a wise and helpful tool, but even good tools can become dangerous if we're not careful. Hi, I'm Rob West with another Faith and Finance Minute. One danger of budgeting is idolizing money. Our focus can quietly shift from trusting God to trusting the plan. Another risk is pride. Hitting financial goals can tempt us to boast in our discipline rather than thank God for His provision. And sometimes rigid budgets can make us hesitant to obey God's promptings, especially when generosity doesn't fit neatly into the numbers. Scripture reminds us, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. A budget should serve the heart, not rule it. We avoid these dangers by renewing our minds in God's Word, practicing gratitude, and holding our plans loosely. Get biblical answers to your financial questions in the FaithFi community. Download FaithFi, Faith and Finance, in your app store or visit faithfi.com.
The law of supply and demand has caught up with the dairy industry. That's next on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
A drive down a country road can be fun, but that fun can end in a hurry if you're not vigilant for slow-moving farm equipment on that roadway. Farm machinery using public roads are supposed to have signage and lights to warn motorists, but don't assume it'll be there. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Too much supply and not enough demand has depressed prices for dairy farmers. Will Laux is Senior VP for Global Economic Affairs at the National Milk Producers Federation.
When I kind of look at 2026 and I say, what's going to change these market dynamics? I think there are three big things. Our milk production slows down, which a lot of folks don't think is particularly likely in the near term. I think European milk production slows down. The other one is that we see an increase in domestic demand.
Laux believes the situation could change later this year.
Stabilization or even a small bump up in domestic demand, particularly for food service, particularly for cheese. I think this market is going to come back around in time. It's not going to be overnight. There's no silver bullet here. But I kind of look at European milk production slowing down in the second half of the year, U.S. domestic consumption picking up in the second half of the year. And I have a little bit more optimism this market will find some balance as we go. I just think the U.S. will have a lot of milk between now and then.
Laux says high beef prices have allowed some farms to shore up revenue a bit with dairy beef sales. And he adds the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act, signed last month, will boost dairy consumption in school lunch programs. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
There will be a land auction in Nemahal County Saturday, February 28th for the Havercamp Family Trust, property located southeast of Seneca. This is a very nice farm with rural water meter, would make a great building site, being located a half mile off U.S. 36. A nice combination of pasture and farmland would support a cattle operation. 78 acres more or less. Property has 52 acres of tillable farmland, cattle waterer and rural water meter, the balance in waterways, very easy access with roads on two sides. Farm has many tile outlets and is a well-maintained farm. Located 9 miles east of Seneca on U.S. 36 to T Road, then a half mile south. For inspection, contact Mike Kuckelman or Dale Wilhelm. This land auction Saturday, February 28th, begins 10 a.m. at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Seneca. Seneca Auction and Realty will conduct the sale.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. In a move that signals a bold new chapter for Kansas agriculture, Governor Laura Kelly and the Kansas Department of Agriculture have officially awarded $3 million to Kelly Hill's unmanned systems. This isn't just about buying drones. It's an investment in beyond visual line of sight technology. Historically, drone pilots had to keep their aircraft in view at all times, but this funding changes the game. By developing advanced radar and autonomous navigation systems, Kansas is paving the way for drones to operate miles away from the operator, allowing for the management of vast acreage with unprecedented ease. So what does this mean for the producers on the ground? The mission of this project is clear: improve yields while slashing input cost. By utilizing high-tech remote sensing and automated spraying, farmers can apply fertilizer and pesticides with plant-level precision, reducing waste and protecting the bottom line. This initiative also targets the labor shortage, offering autonomous solutions for livestock monitoring and crop protection. With Kansas already home to a massive 49,000 square mile FFA-approved test range, this 2026 investment solidifies the state as the nation's premier proving ground for unmanned aviation and agriculture. Success in this sector requires more than just capital. It takes collaboration. This program is a massive joint effort between the state, private industry, and academia. Kelly Hills is working hand-in-hand with Kansas State University's Institute for Digital Agriculture and Advanced Analytics. Together, they are bridging the gap between complex data and real-world application. While the drones collect massive amounts of aerial data, K-State's research ensures that data is translated into actionable insights that farmers can actually use to make smarter management decisions during the growing season. As we look towards the remainder of 2026, the impact of this $3 million grant will be felt far beyond the flight line. By streamlining the path to commercializing these beyond line-of-sight systems, the state is making sure that the future of farming isn't just high-tech, it's accessible, sustainable, and profitable for the next generation of Kansas producers. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's time to stress less with more money in your pocket. United makes it easy for you to stay connected with family and friends and save while you're doing it with 3 months free. For a limited time, get 3 months free of mobile wireless or wireless internet service with United. Get high-speed connectivity, unlimited talk, text and data, and more money in your pocket. When you choose United, you're supporting a member-owned cooperative, proudly connecting Southwest Kansas with coverage you can trust. Visit getunited.com/radio or stop by a United store to get your 3 months free today. Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
What does a school bell bring to mind? The day's end or the end of school entirely? As in, kids dropping out. At Communities in Schools, we're helping at-risk students whose ability to show up for school is jeopardized by hardships.
They've always had my back. They've always done anything to help me.
Anytime I needed support, they were there.
We work in schools to help kids stay in school.
Communities in Schools never gave up on me. They told me I can do it, and I did it.
See how we help all students succeed at Communities.
This new year, you deserve better. Better internet, better speeds, and better service from a company that gives back to your community. Sign up for Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet and get 3 months free. Already a customer? Try a faster speed for 3 months at no extra cost. For more details, visit us at bluevalley.net or call 877-876-1228. Happy New Year.
Phosphorus is an essential nutrient in soil for plant growth. Managing phosphorus depends a lot on your soil's chemistry. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming Pod, 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast, offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts. If you're looking for ideas and inspiration for your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. You'll receive helpful tips and information about a wide variety of seasonal topics, including pets, livestock, gardening, machinery, and more, delivered straight to your inbox twice each month. Sign up for your newsletter today at agriculture.com.
Phosphorus is one of the three nutrients usually added to soil as fertilizer. One of the main roles of phosphorus is energy transfer in plants. Adequate levels stimulate early plant growth and hastens maturity. If there is not enough, it could affect yield. Daniel Kaiser is an extension nutrient management specialist at the University of Minnesota. He says the best way to know how much phosphorus is available in the soil is to do a soil test.
Most of the soil tests that are out there, if they are indexes of response, and they don't measure the total amount of phosphorus that's out there, because our soils contain large quantities of phosphorus, but only very small amounts typically are available to plants. So with the soil test, we're trying to use it more as an index tool or as a risk assessment tool to try to determine whether or not the soil can supply enough phosphorus for a particular crop we're growing within a given year.
Phosphorus is very chemically reactive to other elements in the soil, such as iron, aluminum, and calcium. This can change the nutrient's availability and affect how it's managed in some soils.
There isn't one size-fits-all management strategy just because of some of these reactions that are taking place. Particularly for soils in the Midwest, we know that some soils have a large amount of calcium that can tend to react with the phosphorus that can render it unavailable for a period of time.
Let soil phosphorus levels, crop, and soil characteristics guide your decisions on fertilizer and manure rates, timing, and methods of application. Mismanaging this nutrient can pose a threat to water quality. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about managing phosphorus in soil at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. On March 6th in Manhattan, Kansas, Kansas State University is hosting its 113th Cattlemen's Day. K-State Extension beef cattle specialist Justin Wagner highlights the value that this event brings to the cattle industry and what he hopes it provides to attendees.
K-State Cattlemen's Day is really an opportunity for students, faculty, and staff here at K-State to engage with the industry as well as producers, really share some of what we've been working on in terms of our research updates, but also just to connect with the industry. And so I think we can't understate the value of K-State Cattlemen's Day as a field day with that. And it's really creates an opportunity to have conversations around timely topics in the beef industry and both with our faculty, but also outside speakers that, you know, bring some outside expertise to Kansas State University.
He discusses what focus the topics have for this year.
You know, as we look at kind of the beef industry and the status of the beef industry right now, there's a lot of conversations around cattle supply, heifer retention. And so really looking at, I think if I were to step outside of our program and look at the focus this year, what I would tell producers is it's just really looking at the future of the beef industry as we think about selecting the next generation of replacement females.
Wagner explains how Cattlemen's Day shares information that is usable for students, producers, faculty, and anyone in between.
One of the things that I think is interesting about Cattlemen's Day is that it hasn't changed a whole lot. That's really one of the values, I think, how I viewed Cattlemen's Day as a student was really that potential to interact with potential employers, the industry, and, you know, get to meet people that we didn't necessarily interact with all that much as a student. You know, it was really nice because it was on campus. So you could really get the opportunity to interact with a lot of industry folks. And so we still have that today. I think as a faculty member, it's one of the largest beef cattle field days in the state. And so as you look at that opportunity as a faculty member to share what we're working on or to speak on topics and just, you know, true extension engagement and outreach, I think Cattlemen's Day really presents just a great opportunity for do that from the faculty side of things. So just that dissemination and that interaction with the industry and producers.
That was K-State Extension beef cattle specialist Justin Wagner on the upcoming K-State Cattlemen's Day. Learn more and get registered at www.ksubeef.org. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
For all your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. Moving through Tuesday as we get a little closer to the end of the trading day over in the grains market, we are still seeing mixed to mostly lower numbers across the board, and that has been the theme since the start of the day. Over in the seeds market, we are seeing all green numbers across the board, and they are steadily climbing a little higher into the green. And for the livestock, the cattle for now are hanging out mostly in the green, while the hogs continue to climb deeper into the green. In the corn market, March corn down 1.25 at 426.25, and May down 2.5 at 437.75. Kansas City wheat for March down a nickel at 5.55 even, and May down 4.75 at 5.67.5. In the oats market, March oats down a penny at 3.28.25, and May up 2.5 at 3.28 even. In the bean market, March beans up 5.75 at 11.40 even, and May up 6.5 at 11.56.25. Soybean meal for March up 2.30 at 3.11 even, and May up 2.20 at 3.14.70. Soybean oil for March up 65 cents at 60.04, and May up 65 cents at 60.53. In the canola market, March canola up $3 at $6.79.90, and May up $2.30 at $6.91.30.
In the cotton market, May cotton up 58 cents at $65.72 and July up 52 cents at $67.34. Looking at the currencies for the first time today, in the USDI for March up 9 cents at $97.74, and June is up a dime at $97.45. The euro for March, though, is slightly in the red, down to $1.17, and the June euro slightly in the red as well at $1.18. The Japanese yen for March is in the red, down to 64 cents, and the June yen in the red as well, also at 64 cents. Taking a look at our midday stock market numbers, and the stocks are making the biggest moves in midday as the Dow gains 400 points, the S&P 500 jumps, as software stocks rebound from AI disruption fears. And the Dow Jones up 410 points at 49,214, the S&P 500 up 48 points at 6,886, and the NASDAQ up 211 points at 22,839. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Your best resource for groundwater exploration and production is Hydro Resources. With decades of experience from starting in the 1940s, Hydro Resources has been drilling and servicing wells for commercial and irrigation needs. With 15,000 wells drilled and counting, we are determined to help you with all your water well drilling needs and service. Give Hydro Resources a call at 620-227-2389 or check them out online at hydroresources.com. Hydro Resources, the safe way to your water well drilling needs.
Before you throw away those unused medicines,
those pills for your back pain or migraines,
just think for a minute.
When you throw them in the trash, they can become lethal in the wrong hands.
There are better ways to dispose of your unused meds.
There are lots of police stations, local pharmacies, and hospitals that are approved to take in unused meds
and dispose of them safely so they don't end up in the wrong hands. Our hands.
To find a medicine disposal site near you, visit www.safe.pharmacy. A public service message from the National Association.
Test drive the all-new 2026 Chevrolet is at Fenortis Motor Company in Marysville, including a new Silverado 1500 model pickup, 3.0 Duramax with a Z71 package. They have four new Chevy Traverse front-wheel and all-wheel drive models, a new 2026 Chevy Equinox, and one remaining new 2025 Chevy Blazer at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. The jitters among investors in AI stocks appear to have eased. Going into the midday, the Dow Jones had gained 280 points and was back above 49,000. The S&P gained back almost 0.5%. The NASDAQ composite was up 0.75%. If you're looking for a bargain on a used electric vehicle, you might take Tesla off the list. Since October, prices on nearly every used EV have dropped on average by 3.5%. The sticker on the average used Tesla is up 4.3%. The residents of four more cities will soon see driverless cabs trolling their streets. Waymo has opened its robo-taxi service to passengers in Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, and Orlando, bringing to 10 the number of markets it serves. Denny's is hoping to keep spring breakers fed by offering what it calls a spring break pass. From March 2nd until April 14th, the restaurant chain's everyday value slam will cost $15. Jim Ryan, ABC News.